Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. It is Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. Our quote of the day: just for the record, darling, not all positive change feels positive in the beginning. S.C. Lori.
Good, right?
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that is true in 99% of cases.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have so much to say about that, actually. But before we do, happy Tuesday, Heel Squad. Coming to you from Split Coast. Kelsey is in our West Coast studio. Sorry, I had to think about that for a second. And Kevin and I are here on the East Coast. Just wrapped our Christmas movie. Very exciting. I have so much to tell you about that. But I want to go back to the quote of the day for a second because I love that. Just for the record, darling, not all positive change feels positive in the beginning. So it's funny. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was kind of how you get yourself out of a tough spot. You know, when you're in those kind of tough transition times, just hard times or whatever. And I kind of talked a little bit about this on Live with Kelly this week about kind of being in a rainy season and how you get out of it. And so one of the things was just knowing that there are times when things are happening that don't feel good in the moment, but they're happening for your highest good. So you have to know that whatever's kind of coming is coming for a reason. And then just giving into that and surrendering and knowing, all right, I don't know everything. I don't know what the big game plan is. For example, for me with my mom, there was a moment where I was like, am I throwing my life away here? Like, you know, other people, you know, have sick moms and they keep working and, you know, they do what they can and they fly home for a weekend or whatever. You know, I'm really in the trenches here. Am I throwing my life away? Which, you know, it's just like a thought that goes through your head. It's not like I was regretting what I was doing or I didn't want to be there. It's just, you know, life, your life is kind of on hold. And everyone that was living around your life is still moving forward. And you're just kind of in that pause in a sense. And so that's what makes you kind of think those things.
And the other thing with you, Maria, I don't want to interrupt, but the other thing with you is you were also on the one hand, wanted to be with your mom, but on the other hand, had to earn to keep the lights on and keep her safe. So there was that too. You were torn.
Yeah. Which wasn't easy in a pandemic to try to figure out how to earn and do all of that. So not a lot of that happened, but I think it's really...
But even if it wasn't earning, Maria, it was you couldn't let your career slide. So when you had opportunities that weren't necessarily paying, and thank God your mother, you had the presence of mind to say, no, Maria, go.
Go. Yeah. Yeah. So I remember getting a download, and I know I talked about this before, but the download was like, no, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So even when these bad things happen, they might be there to reset you, put you on a new path, transition you. I always say, like, if you get fired from a job, you can sit there and feel the rejection. Or you could say, maybe I wasn't supposed to be there. Maybe this is something I would never have left on my own, but God just kind of made it happen for me, or the universe, whatever you believe, so that I can be forced to go on a new path, right? I would have never stopped if I didn't get a brain tumor. And I wouldn't have found my new purpose. I wouldn't have found kind of that next thing in life for me, right? I wasn't going to do entertainment news forever. And so, yeah, I have had to go through this transition time, and it's painful at times. And, you know, you're having to kind of bet on yourself in a different way, and you're having to deal with all kinds of things, whether it's less, you know, financial reward or everything that comes with a transition. But you're like, okay, it's happening for a reason, and I'm on a new path. And then if I stay committed to that path, something better is going to be on the other side. So I really love that quote, because it really actually connects with where we're kind of at right now too, and kind of what I wanted to talk about today. And I know there was a quote in here somewhere. I was looking at my little notebook of things, and I know there was something in there that actually made sense with this too. And I can't remember what page it was on, but I will find it at some point. If you guys have anything to say to that, I can look while you guys give me your thoughts on it. Has there been a time, Kelsey, where you thought something was bad and then it turned out to be good for you?
Oh God. Yeah. Many. That's why I picked that quote. I mean, the quote really resonated with me too. And I think mine goes to, it's funny, I was thinking about this the other day when I was talking to a friend and like helping them through something. And I remember a time in college where I was like auditioning for something or doing something. And then I don't remember what I did, but I like didn't prep for it properly. And mm-hmm. I got like my butt like just ripped open. Like he literally like went to, like my professor like went to town, like was laying into me. And I was so incredibly grateful. Like it was horrible in the moment. I was so pissed. And he was like one of my, like kind of like my mentor in college and like in a professor. And anyways, I'm so grateful for that moment because it taught me a lot. And I was saying that to someone the other day, and it honestly just dawned on me. I hadn't thought of that moment in a minute. And I was like, thank you, John. Like, because so you can still look back at that and be like, he was awful. He was rude. And like, he was laying into me, but like I was really grateful and I wouldn't change it for a minute. So yeah, in the moment, no, it didn't seem like a positive, good thing. Right. But now I'm like, yeah. And there's,
but it was because you didn't prepare properly.
I don't remember the exact situation, to be completely honest, but it was like, I was auditioning for something and I hadn't done one thing. Cause I thought that I was like, oh, I was like, no, I'm good. I didn't need to do that. I don't remember like the exact, and it was, and he was like, Kels, you're really like, you're incredibly gifted, but you have to. And like, that's still like, is a thread in my life now. Like, and
that's what I'm pulling. Yeah. I'm trying to pull it out of you, Kels.
Yeah. No, I know. And I'm like, I really wish I could remember the exact, but no, it is. It's a thread. Like now it's like, you can't just get away with like your charm and like the fact that you are good. You had to like do whatever it was. And I was like, yeah. So.
Well, that's the thing that we always talk about is, there's a pattern that continues to repeat in your life until you finally address it. Kevin, you know your patterns, and I know mine, and Kelsey, you have yours, and it's whether we want to address it or not, because it's painful to have to address that thing that keeps freaking happening to us.
Right.
Right. Like for you, it's because you didn't do that one thing in your mind, but that's a, like, to the other person.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
That was a huge piece of the pie. Massive, that was missing. Right. You know, you can't make the cake without the flour.
Right.
Right? It's like, but I have everything else. And it's like, no. The cake can't be made without the flour, Kelsey. Right, you know what I mean?
Right. Or so, even like a half, like you have the flour, but you don't have enough flour. I think that's, you know, it's like
the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's the same thing.
It's like,
and
oh,
that's
it'll
where
be fine. One cup will be fine, but no, you need a cup and a half. It's not going to be fine without a cup and a half.
But that's where details and focus mm-hmm. are so important. That's what we keep talking about together as right. I'm trying to get you to that next level, is like, you can't just be like, oh, it's amazing. It's going to happen. No, there's, unfortunately, you need the two cups of flour, not just the one, no right. matter how right. awesome you are when you bring in the one cup of flour.
How much energy you bring with it. Yeah,
it's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. For me, it was funny. There was something I was going to mention that connected to this. And now I'm just thinking about cake and flour, but there was a real time analogy I had for myself with this movie.
About positive change, Maria, and how change is not always positive at first. Healthy change.
Yeah. Regards to the movie. I lost my train of thought, but I hate when that happens, but it happens.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, I can guess a lot of different examples you probably weren't going to come up with.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, to change from entertainment journalism mm-hmm. into other things. At first, you know, it stings because the finances aren't the same. The power is not the same. The attention is not the same. So at first, right, it's ouch. And you just kind of want to go back to what you knew, those old patterns. But if you hang in long enough, you end up having a magical experience. And, you know, you can take it from there, Maria, like how about your experience on the film and who you worked with and how many revelations came?
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I had this whole thing that was in my head, and I guess maybe I miss cake. I don't know. So one of the things that I was going to talk about. So I just wrapped this Christmas movie. And by the way, actually, I'll show you guys in here. I have... this is in my Gabby Bernstein little journal. I had written kind of my goals and plans for 2021, right? And it looks like this, 2021 in the middle. But then over here, you can see it says acting holiday movie.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so what I've talked about this before, but I love these like visualization, these journals, these vision boards, because you can go back and you're like, oh, that actually happened. And a lot of things did happen off of here. And it reminds you, I think what's so hard in our kind of hustle culture and our achievement culture to ever be content with what you've done. And I know that's been a big thing for me throughout my career. I'm always like, okay, made New York Times bestseller list. Holy shit. Amazing. Okay. What's next? And so you never really get to sit and be present and enjoy the wins. So now when I'm looking back and I'm like, oh, okay, this year has been good so far. Like I actually have accomplished a lot of things and, moved the ball forward, but the movie has been so interesting on so many levels because yesterday we had, dinner and it was the producer, the director and Ryan, McPartland, who's a producer on it and acting in it, who's the reason that I ended up being a part of this. And I was like, I can't believe I didn't cry on the last, I mean, it was 7 a.m. when we wrapped, but I was like, I usually just bawl hysterically when I have to leave one of these sets. And it just hit me this morning that I always, acting ended up being my kind of escape from entertainment news. So I would be able to go off to these sets and have these amazing experiences with people and have fun, whether it was the Fantastic Four or One Tree Hill or Kicking It Old School. And then the smaller parts that were more day parts, but I would go and have these incredible experiences that were like a little foreign because in the entertainment news world, it was really hard. And not nice generally. Like I had a lot of incredible experiences, but there were some toxic experiences, a lot of toxicity. And so I got to leave and go have fun and get to be me and like be happy. And then I would cry because I would have to go back into these environments. This is the first time I didn't have to cry. And it made me realize that these last few years, between being on this kind of getting better journey with all of you on Better Together, or the work I've done with, you know, the Tony Robbins, but really the Esther Hicks and the Gabrielle Bernsteins and all of that. And then the healers that I've worked with through the show, I've really put myself in a position where I've healed and I've manifested all the right things in my life. Right. So saying no to all of that helped me say yes to everything I really wanted. And what I really wanted was just to be fully me. If you recall, I said to this kinesiologist I was working with before I had surgery, he's like, how are you doing, kiddo? And I'm like, I'm just dying to be me. And I was just dead. I was done. I didn't even want to be here anymore. And that's me who's like full of life and very happy and positive. I was just cooked because I felt like I had 10 steel toe boots on my neck at all times. It was just people holding me down, people, you know, wanting to hurt me, but really they were there to teach me a lesson about giving my power away. And I've done that forever. And so that's why that problem just kept manifesting and kept happening. And now I've manifested only incredibly positive experiences. I have not had one work experience that hasn't been just magical and amazing. And this Christmas movie being yet another. And we'll talk about that. I think this week we're going to get Jana Kramer and Ryan McPartland on the show. And we're going to talk about so many kind of deep things because we were all going through stuff. And this was such an amazing experience for us to be able to put ourselves in this vibrational place of good, positive energy, happy. I mean, Christmas movies, that's why I've wanted to do one for so long. That Christmas spirit is so special. That's why we always want to kind of start putting our trees up earlier and keep them a little longer because you just want to extend that loving, warm feeling. And we have that on that set. But it was kind of a big moment for me to realize, oh, I'm not crying because I'm not going back to something that's not allowing me to be me and not, there's just no toxic energy. So it was really, really cool.
That's wild. Yeah. I want to add, go ahead, Kev.
Go ahead. No, go, Kelsey, you probably have the same question. Go ahead, Kelsey.
Well, I was going to say, I'm like, I'm sure there was like, it's so cool that you noticed that and you saw that and you went the positive way. Cause I'm sure only because I know for myself, there's always an element of guilt where I'm like, why am I not crying? I've cried on everything else. Like This was a really special.
I did think that.
Right. So I'm curious how you shifted out of that and into this, into like being like, oh wait, you know what? Actually, no, this is a positive thing.
Yeah, I did think that at first, because I remember walking up the stairs and saying goodbye to people and getting, you know, putting, changing my clothes out of my character's wardrobe. And I was like, I'm not crying. Oh, it's probably because it's just so late or something, or so early, whatever. And I'm like, no, that's not it. So I just kind of kept following the feeling. And then it took me till later that day to realize, oh, because as I started talking about all the other experiences, I realized I would cry because I had to go back to like the torture chamber.
Right.
I know,
right.
That's like an extreme, you know, way to put it, you know, but to me, that's how it felt. It felt very torturous to have to leave a place that allowed me to be me, and people were happy and positive and kind and generous to people who were telling me the sky was pink when it was blue. And then, you know, really trying to extinguish my light. And so I think, you know, as we get older, they always say that you kind of, you throw the gauntlet down and you're like, oh, Kevin's mom, Kathy, used to tell me all the time, when you turn 40, you'll see, you know.
You're not going to give a flip.
Yeah. But I still did. It wasn't. Well,
but it was around 40. You started.
It was. She's right.
That transition of going like enough. And some people never do, which is yeah. Really sad.
Yeah. And I think,
I still think there's a breakthrough, Maria, and I hope you can verbalize it, because you gave me a big breakthrough, because you said something about a lot of us when we receive compliments, mm-hmm. people like us. And I think the Heal Squad, we're kind of all of this like mind that when we receive these compliments, we all just cry. Mm. Or when people are really nice to us, we cry, we get emotional. And I know Ashley Daniels, who we work with, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Ashley. And I sent her a long message about what she means. And same thing, she started to cry. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you actually educated me through your therapist about why we tend to cry more than other people in those moments. Do you remember? Because it really helped me.
I don't really remember, but I can give you whatever I feel right now in response to that. I think there's a couple things. I think one, and we were kind of talking about it yesterday. It was like the puppy dog syndrome. When you know you're a good person, you're like, well, why don't they like me? I'm nice. Like, yeah. Why? And the reality is, and Esther Hicks taught me this too, is your.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Counting on other people to give you what you need to just have inside of you on your own. You know you're nice, which is why you're like, how come you're not being nice to me? But what if they're in a bad vibration and they're not people who have worked on themselves? Why are you counting on external forces to feed your internal, right? That's where we go wrong. We go wrong when we are entrusting another person to know our heart, who we are. And to me, I've done it my whole life where it's like, well, how do they not know me? I'm really easy to figure out. I'm really nice. And I'll do anything to help you and anything for you to be nice to me. Why is this so hard? Well, because I'm giving you the power now. And if you are not of like mind, are not in a good place. And by the way, they don't need to be anything to you. They don't need to be nice to you. Then you're now giving away your power, but also you're laying it in the hands of someone that may not even deserve that right to tell you who you are, right? We had one of the housewives on the show, and she's like, you got to know who you are so other people don't tell you who you are or who they think you are.
Wendy Osefo.
Wendy Osefo. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So it's really that. And I think that all of us just want to be loved and rescued and, oh my God, this person sees me. And it is an incredible gift to give someone to see them. And I know that when you haven't been seen, it's something you always give because you wish somebody would give it to you. We're really good at that in our world here. But the truth is you need to see you and you need to just stand straight and that's it. And when you're going through these tough moments, it's like, I think you have to realize that line that I learned at Tony Robbins, like all I need is within me now. And you stand up and you pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you say, I'm going to figure this out. I'm smart. I'm resilient. I'm strong. You know, we keep going through different evolutions of these rainy moments in our life. Like I said on Live with Kelly this week. And just when I think I can't do it again, something comes in, but it only comes in because I'm doing the work to get it to come. Right. So I did this Soul Sync meditation the other day. There's an app now. Soul Sync used to be on YouTube and I loved it. Dr. John Amaral gave it to us, but it's on this app called Breathing Room and I really love it. And so it's like a 16-minute meditation. They guide you through hum this, think that, you know, touch your fingers as you breathe in and out. There's a couple different things you do. And man, you feel so good after. Actually, you feel like you slept. And it renews your energy. It really connects you again. And from there, you give your affirmations and you just, like for me, I just kind of floated after. And then I looked in the mirror and I was like, you got this. Like, you really can do this. Like, don't be afraid. And through all the work that I've done, and like, if I look at all my notes, it's like fear disconnects you from source, right? The presence of fear just means you're disconnected. So you got to figure out how to connect yourself again. And the way you connect yourself is by thinking good thoughts, feeling good feelings. Like last night I played cards with my dad and some friends and I was like, okay, I want to manifest all of these kind of good feelings. How am I going to do it? I'm going to go play cards and have fun and like feel good things and give myself that good zhuzh inside my heart that I'm getting to have fun with my dad. You don't know what tomorrow brings. And so I'm going to take those moments and really enjoy them. And then I'm going to keep channeling all this good energy, but that's all inside of you. You can't be looking to other people to do that, but there are ways you can use people as a tool. For example, one of the other things I learned from Esther Hicks was one of the best things you can do if you're feeling down is hang out with somebody you don't really know well. And I loved this because when you hang out with somebody you don't know well, you're not bringing any charges into the room, any judgments. And now you're going to vibrate in a higher place and have a really positive experience with this person, right? Because you guys are just so excited to see each other. And it's like that first time, you know, it's like the first time you click with somebody, right? It's like butterflies pop out, whether it's romantically or just as a friend. So you can use people as a tool, in trying to connect yourself as well, which is kind of cool. I'm going to try to find that in my notebook here because, I thought that was a really good one. Yeah. Let's see.
How do you, Maria, though, when you said that at first, I was like, ooh, because you hang out with someone you don't know well, and maybe they're like, I don't know, I'd be scared that they're like a vampire or like someone that you don't want to necessarily like be giving your energy to, you know? That was my first reaction. I was like, ooh, that's,
you know what I'm trying
me
to think, Kelsey? Huh. I wonder if it's because you're almost in a clean slate behavior.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, you can't like kind of bitch to them maybe, you know, you can't be a victim to them. Mm. You can't go to all the things. Like I know with some of my old friends, we're like two old ladies. You know, we get, my friend Joe and I get together and we just start bitching and bitching and just,
yeah.
No, you, I got F. No, I got F too. Yeah. You got to, but when I'm with a stranger, right. It's like, oh, so what do you do for work? oh, well, that's nice. Do you live in the area? Oh, what restaurants do you go to? Right. Is that kind of what it is, Maria? Because I'm not going to engage in those old patterns with a new person.
Yeah,
is that
absolutely.
It?
Yeah. And then I found this too. So she says, don't calibrate to what others feel or think of you. It was never their job to please or support you. So good. So one of the things that I mentioned, I was kind of writing down for today is when you're going through these kind of hard times, and I'm really getting good at kind of figuring out how to shift out of these feelings, is I don't sit in the hopeless feelings because I know it's not going to do me any good. And I actually can instantly feel it deteriorating my health. And I don't mean that in a dramatic way. I mean that in a physical way. My head will start to hurt. I will have pains. I will feel it. And nothing good comes from that, right? Like the cliche is true. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So if you're in a really tough moment, tough jam or something, all of these things are there to serve you as tools, right? So you think, okay, just like our quote, not all positive change feels positive in the moment or in the beginning. So you have to recognize, okay, something's happening here. I don't like it, but maybe it's putting me in a direction that I need to go in that I was resistant to, right? So that's why I thought the tumor was a gift to me, because I was resistant to moving out of an arena and now I had really no choice.
But Maria, it also goes to the smaller things. Like what I find interesting is the pain, just the pain in your head. Now you're saying, wait, all this pain, you know, and how can this be a good thing? Well, I'm going to figure out why I'm having this pain. Mm-hmm. Why am I in this situation? And we were talking about this earlier, Maria. Can you talk about, you know, you before would not have that awareness, because people have headaches, migraines all the time. And what do? Like, I pop Excedrin migraine, or we drink caffeine or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Now you don't do that. But
yeah,
talk about the awareness you have now and how that's helped, because it's helped me through you.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you have to examine what's happening, right? So it's for me, I'm like, oh, that's just the alarm that I'm not handling this well, or as well as I could be. So I quickly realize, okay, what were like the pillars after surgery? Okay, nothing is worth my health, like nothing, because I never want to be on that hospital bed again. So how am I going to avoid that? Oh, okay, I'm going to shift out of this and I'm going to know that everything's happening for a reason. Everything's happening for my highest good. I'm going to surrender to the universe because the universe knows what's going on. I don't. I'm just this, you know, spirit having a human experience. And really, none of this really matters, right? This whole life, it's like we put so many stakes in it. And the truth is, when you get a devastating diagnosis, it all puts it into perspective for you. When you're in that hospital bed, you're like, wait, none of this stuff mattered. What was I doing? Why was I so stressed? Why did I have so much anxiety over these things? If I just realized that what life is really about, and it's really about what you want to make of it, right? Like, it's about how you want to pass your time. Someone said that to us once. I don't remember who it was. Do you remember, Kev?
I don't, but I do remember the quote. Yeah.
Someone said, life is about how you want to pass your time.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heal Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heal Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Right? We just have a short amount of time here and we're just a little speck. If you haven't listened to our episode with Deepak Chopra, please do. It was the most unbelievable episode, I feel like, ever. And he just talks about like how big, how small the Milky Way is, and Earth is a part of the Milky Way, and we're just like a teeny speck. So we're these little specks that we're making, you know, into these huge, huge things. And I just think that if you think about what's going to be important to you on that hospital bed, it's who you love, being with them, having memories, and that's really it. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't want to achieve, right? It doesn't mean just kind of like, okay, cool, let's like not do anything. No, I still want to achieve and I still want to do great things here, but I'm not going to do it at the expense of my spiritual, emotional health, any of that. I'm going to push myself to be greater at all times, and there will be pain points with that, but I'm not going to compromise my health. And there's that fine line, right? So for like the young people listening to this, it's not the, oh my God, I had a hard day at work today and I'm just, you know, it's just not worth my health. No, it's not that, because those are your opportunities for growth. Those painful moments are your opportunities for growth. But then there's that next level when you know that there is, it's not you avoiding growth. It's you in a toxic experience and just, you know, it not being worth it, or, you know, it's not worth it when you have absolutely no life. And for me, I was on a plane 24/7. I was, you know, working 7 days a week, and that was great. It got me to where I had to go, but I couldn't sustain that forever. And that's another distinguishment, right?
Like, I think, Maria, like,
you do it for a time. And, you know, for me, I don't regret all of it because it put me in a position financially where I could take care of my mom. It did put me in a position where I built my career and my brand. So now I can make choices in a different way. And that's what you see, like, other people who are successful, then they can sit back and make different choices. The hustle doesn't have to be as hard in a way, but you have to be able to make those discernments.
Oh, I was going to say, Mary, I think, because, you know, we all hear about health is the most important thing, and we've heard from people on their deathbeds tell us these things, and yet we don't listen. Mm-hmm. I think what really resonates is, you know, when you have a rash all over your body that they can't get rid of, mm-hmm. or when it's, you know, for you, it's, you know, now today, when your head's really hurting you, that's when I think it's taking those moments to say, wait, something's not right. I'm not spending time with the right people, or dissecting everything. What am I eating? Who am I spending? Mm-hmm. Why is this happening? And I think that was toward the middle to the end of your journey. And that's where, with more awareness, which we didn't have, it would have been like, okay, let's pump the brakes on this, because something's wrong here. And what I'm watching you now, and I see when you will say your head's hurting, you don't just say, oh, just give me an Excedrin migraine, or let me have a coffee, or you're pausing and saying, what's wrong around me that's leading to this, and how do I fix it?
And so you have to be able to follow those kind of signals and see, like, have I been spending, and it is about consumption, whether it's physical consumption, emotional consumption, spiritual consumption, and where are you malnourished, right? Like, sometimes I just need to go to church. Sometimes I just need to be in nature. Sometimes I do need to meditate. I really needed to meditate yesterday. And you just need to know, you know, there's a chemistry in our bodies and in our minds, and you have to just keep tweaking the chemistry. And that's what we do on the show every single day. We're learning things so we can tweak our chemistry. But, you know, on the other side, what I was saying before, you know, my dad always used to say, tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are, right? Tony Robbins said, your life experience is directly related to the expectations of your peer group. So when you look around your peers, like, who is in your circle, who is in your daily life, are they pushing you to be greater? Are they lifting you? Are they supportive? Are they listening to you? Like, really look at who your circle is, because you really can't underestimate the drains and the people who are going to doubt and be like, can you do that? Because really, we can do anything. All of us are capable of anything at any time, good or bad. Remember that. But if you have people around you who are not aligned with your values, your goals, your morals, those things are all going to chip away at you and not offer you kind of like the most fruitful foundation for what you're building. And so really look at that, because you want to figure out ways to continue to be invigorated and excited and motivated, because there are going to be so many hard times in between. So you can, in your good times, hang out with people that maybe aren't in alignment with you and be like, oh, whatever. But in the bad times, they're going to really be loud. It's going to be really obvious. And so cultivating that circle is really important for these tough moments too.
I think it manifests into physical health too, when you don't align yourself with those people. Mm-hmm. But again, with awareness, you start going, wait, why am I feeling like this?
Yeah. So I think, you know, as we continue to talk about kind of how to survive and thrive these hard times, this Esther Hicks book, it's funny. I bought this a long time ago on iTunes. It's called Money and the Law of Attraction: Learning to Attract Wealth, Health, and Happiness. I listen to that at every free moment in my day, all day, every day. Kevin's just hearing Esther Hicks in the background. And I do it for a lot of reasons. Sometimes it's just to continue to feed my mind with positive content of what's possible. Sometimes I actually need the tips again. But really it's like, okay, I could listen to a hip hop song and yeah, that'd be fun. But what am I gaining out of that? In fact, if you really look at it, there's so many things in these songs that could be negative that, again, are those silent little assassins into your inner being. So I'm like, I just want to have as much positive, as much, you know, forward progress as I can. So I force myself to always be listening to things like that will calibrate me. But in these tough moments, whether it's that or something from Esther Hicks, so I'm always trying to get myself back to good feeling thoughts, whether that's by some activity that's going to make me happy, like playing cards with my dad, or, you know, going in the garden and picking some blueberries or whatever it is, playing with my dogs. And then it's Tony Robbins. So the good feeling thoughts meet massive action. So when you're in these tough moments, you can't think someone's going to rescue you. You can't think complaining is going to help you. You got to actually have those good feeling thoughts, be in a good vibration, because like I said earlier, your health deteriorating is not going to help you either. And trust me, when you are down, all everybody is going to bring you is a box of cookies or maybe send you some flowers. They're not going to do what you think maybe in that moment they would do for you. And then meet it with massive action. Okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? And if you don't have a good collaborator, find somebody who's super positive that can help you collaborate. Say, listen, I'm in a tough moment. I need somebody to help me brainstorm how to get out of this situation. And you'll be surprised with the ideas other people will have for you. And so I think, you know, it can't be underestimated how being in a good vibration will continue to attract more of that, but you have to do the work too.
And at first it might not be feel good, Maria, right?
Yeah.
It might not be positive. I feel positive at first.
Yeah. Well, it's not always going to be perfect, right? That's life. So we're going to have the down moments and you got to prepare for it. And that's why, you know, when I was on Live with Kelly this week, I said to everybody, if I didn't have Better Together, I don't think I would have survived the rainy season, because I'm just constantly acquiring tools and tips and staying in a good vibration so that I can continue to get better and better or stay strong through the rainy season, whatever it is, staying strong, you know, keeping your head above water while you're figuring out where we're going next. Kelsey, is any of this making sense to you?
All of it's making sense to me. Yeah. I mean, I think that like the people you surround yourself with are everything. I think that whether you know it or not, they can drain you or they can be adding to you. And like, I think that I really, especially in these last couple of months, if not this last year, and I think a lot of people kind of are going through this in the last year. It's like, I am so aware. I was saying this to Kevin the other day. I'm like, if there's even people, I've always been
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
I'm kind of a floater in my life. So I have a lot of acquaintances. I'm friends with everyone. And I would give my time to everyone. So I have people who still will message me and they want to come over or they want me to do this. And I used to be the person who was like, yeah. And now I'm like, no, actually, no, I don't. A, you're not adding value to my life. B, I don't even have time for myself and I need to get, you know, so it's like, and I just am really recently starting to realize how much, even when I wasn't aware, these people were like, not all of them, but like were either taking away or adding. So that's
and Maria, just so you know, like she tried to pull me in. So I would have to go meet Tom from Nordstrom, her former friend from worked at Nordstrom, Tom.
This is our RGF joke. Kev likes
and I'm
to
like,
say
I don't
want to
meet Tom from Nordstrom. You shouldn't be with Tom. He doesn't call you when you're in trouble or help you.
Yeah.
When you
pick me up from the hospital. Yeah. So it's really resonating with me.
Great to fold clothes with. And talk about last night's episode of Housewives.
For sure.
Fantastic.
Ted Lasso, please. Please. So
funny.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I had the most amazing experience at Live with Kelly as always this week or last week. So fun. Those workouts, by the way, were killer.
Yeah. Like Jen's killer. Stuff is wild. I didn't know the other girl. I want to start following her, but
I
know
loved
Jen. She's
her.
Crazy.
Yeah. She was so sweet. She brought me like her, she has a company she created called Pop Flex. So she brought me a water bottle. We have another water bottle in the house, Kelsey.
Love it.
Water bottle number 482. And her workout gear. And just had this like beautiful note in there about how she's always wanted to meet me and whatever. It was so sweet. But I hadn't known that when I walked by her dressing room. I was like, oh my God, hi. And so I brought her into my dressing room and we were chatting. And then I read her card when I got home. I was like, oh my God, so sweet. But the workouts were killer. That first one with Jen, I felt like I was rocked the rest of the day. Isn't that so messed up? My legs were burning so bad. You know, they say you get the lactic acid buildup.
Yep.
Oh, that happened like instantly. And I'm like, I do some squats here and there. Like, this shouldn't be so hard.
No, it's crazy.
Well, have you tried them yet?
Well, no, but I was just going to say, I surfed for like 3 hours on Saturday and I was dead for the rest of the weekend.
What's served mean?
Surfed, like a surfboard.
Oh, surfed.
Yeah. And I was, and I'm just like, wow, I'm just relating in a sense. I'm like, I'm an athletic human, but like, unless you are really like, on it always. Damn.
Yeah. Damn is right. I was like cooked. And then when I went into the second one with her, she was with Cassie Blagalotti's. It was cool. But now I'm like, okay, if I do this, and by the way, anybody who's listening, if you just go to Live with Kelly and grab those two or three workouts from that week, because even Simeon Panda did an ab workout. That was a little more straightforward. So, and I am blessed with good abs because I have a trim physique. Like you said, you can see your abs. Everybody has abs. It's just what's covering them. So mine are always kind of popping no matter what. So I don't have to worry about those as much, but I've been trying to do just, I click on the Live with Kelly link and I watch them and I do them just for the amount of minutes it's on. Cause I'm like, if I just do that, even if it's just 5 minutes a day of those, I'm going to have a massive difference. Anything you do more than what you normally do is going to make a difference. So that's my thing. It's what I've been doing.
I love that. So I'm going to start surfing every day then.
you could surf every day.
It was the best thing in the world. But no, I really want to try these. I know, like I said, I've known Jen.
This is a lot
forever.
Easier to access. You can just put it on your phone in your bedroom and get out of bed and do it.
Did you need weights or anything? Or was it all body weight?
All body weight.
So cool. We'll have to look at it.
Yeah. My body weight was enough.
I love that. You can have Kevin do it with you?
No, he doesn't do that stuff. No. But he's been going on walks with me here in Connecticut.
Kevin,
wow. They're hard.
Yeah. Oof. We did 11,000 steps the other day.
Damn.
Yeah, but we were busy talking about work, so I made it a twofer.
I love that.
We had to catch up on stuff.
We love a twofer.
And so we did the twofers, but it's funny. I don't know. Do you remember it being like cooler in Connecticut last year in August?
I don't really. No, I remember that it wasn't crazy humid. Like when we were there in June, May and June was wild humid this last year. And I was like, I don't remember this.
July. We were here in July.
No, I mean, from this like recent in May and June, we were still there. Kevin and I were still there. And I was like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember being this humid when we were here last summer. So no, I don't remember being that hot.
Yeah. It's like, I'm in a sweatsuit. Look at it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's 70, probably 74 degrees here. And I'm like, wait, what?
It's hot here.
Yeah. It's really nice. Actually. It's like beautiful weather. I'm getting like so confused over what I love more, Connecticut or LA.
You can love both.
I get to LA and I'm like, I love it here. I miss my babies so much. Oh my Lord. Yeah. So Live with Kelly was awesome. And then the movie was awesome. So I feel like mission completed back here. We'll get our better. We have our Better Together. What are we calling it? Camp? Retreat?
I like camp.
Queen treat.
Queen
treat. Oh, our queen treat. There we go.
Queen treat.
For all of you guys listening, we're having our Better Together queen treat this Saturday with our entire team. From sales to a new marketing ad with Leah and then, of course, Pooja and Kelsey. And we're going to really kind of envision and dream up our plans for the next 6 to 12 months and beyond. So we're really excited about that. So everyone's coming into town next weekend or this weekend.
This weekend.
And yeah. We're giddy to kind of take this next level.
That's right. That's right. Wait, does this
like anybody?
Does this mean that Kev's getting us from the airport now? What? Because I see Kevin.
Probably. Yeah.
What?
No, I will. Yeah. Yeah.
What is this on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh no, yes. We're meeting Joe Berlinger Friday, honey.
So then,
what about me?
No, my dad. I'm not.
Great. I'm gonna call Costa. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's this Friday. Shit, I didn't even think of that.
All will be well.
So we'll have to ride in and then ride back. I didn't think of that. Oh, well. Well, we'll figure that out off the air.
We will figure it out, Maria.
In the meantime, we are back with new shows these next 2 weeks. We're really excited. So everything that I did during the toughest moments with my mom, healing wise, I have all of them on the show these next 2 weeks. I'm really, really excited about them. So I think you guys will benefit a lot from that. Wait, what did I just see? Kathy Griffin just announced she has lung cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that was trending today on Twitter. So sad.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh, wow. So that's horrible.
Thought we could send some Heal Squad love her way.
I just got such chills.
I know.
Okay. So that was shocking. Sorry about that. Let's see. Okay, guys, before we go, if you haven't subscribed to YouTube, please do. And please get your friends when you're at a dinner, send us a picture of you and your friends and everybody's phones that you hijacked and hit subscribe on it.
I love that.
And then rate, comment, of course, subscribe to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a good review if you could. That would be great. And then follow us at Better Together with Maria for highlights of the show and clips and some just good feel-good content. If you haven't joined us at Patreon, please do. We love our Heal Squad events. We get a monthly Heal event at the $10 tier. You also get bonus episodes without ads. It really deepens your experience. We have a really great little community in there. And, you know, these experts that come on, you're getting, you know, at least $1,000 session plus if you were to do it on your own, if you were able to even get access to them. So we really love being able to bring that to you. So please join us there. And I know Pooja and Kelsey are starting to figure out our next newsletter. So if you haven't subscribed to that, go to bettertogetherwithmaria@gmail.com, or you can just go to mariamenounos.com and click subscribe. Follow us at Maria Menounos, at Better Together with Maria, at Kelsmeyer too. And remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.